Well, he's not here.
Number five?
Are you all set?
Yeah, we'll go to five.
This is number five on the agenda. It is 24-189, Middletown.
There is an objection put in that you guys can discuss. Attorney Draft objected to some information that was in the initial packet, which I have if it's returned.
And it's not in our packet, correct?
Correct, it is not in the packet.
Good morning, would you identify yourself for the record?
Sergeant Elias Marks, MARTZ with the Middletown Police Department.
Thank you.
Chair, if I may, I believe I know the appellant. I don't think I've seen the appellant since probably his last hearing in 2016. I think I knew him from the gym in Middletown, actually, but I don't think I've seen him since 2016. We have no personal relationship, but I just want to put that on if it's Middletown or the attorney has an objection.
I have no objection.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have no objection.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to let both know.
And you were Attorney Draft?
Yes, good morning, Madam Chairman. John Draft on behalf of the appellant.
I understand you haven't submitted an objection to some of the evidence?
I did, Madam Chair. The denial letter in this matter simply recited the 2020 arrest for 14-227B, and my objection pertains to anything that was prior to that, which was not recited in the denial letter, although the one caveat to that was the issuing authority questionnaire did reference a subsequent matter. Obviously, the issuing authority couldn't have recited the subsequent issue in their denial letter, so I have no objection to that, but anything prior to the DUI and not referenced in the denial letter is the substance of my objection, as well as its relevancy given its age.
And for us, age doesn't matter a whole lot. We have not received that evidence, though. Is that correct?
Correct, I have it.
So if we are to go forward without considering that evidence, is that all right with you?
That's certainly okay with me, yes.
The city presented this, I think we should hear the city.
The objection was to a substantial majority of the information that was included, all of which I believe was obtained from the public record and is admissible in this type of hearing. The denial letter expressed that this was a suitability case and all of the issues go to the suitability and the background, frankly, of the appellant. I believe it's all information that can and should be included in the investigation. Sorry, in the hearing.
Consideration.
And furthermore, I would argue that if it is included, the board would be given enough time to review that information prior to continuing the hearing.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And if it was relevant to the decision-making authority of the issuing authority, it should have been cited in the denial letter as part of the basis for the denial of the permit, but it was not.
So your objection goes to the information that was in the denial letter?
I think I would phrase it as exactly the opposite of that. In other words,
the absence of information.
Exactly, yes, correct.
Okay, but my point is that your objection goes entirely to the denial letter. What was or was not in the denial letter?
Yes, effectively correct.
Okay.
I would also state that while the denial letter is supposed to lay out reasoning behind the denial, it is not, to my understanding, needed to be an all-inclusive document including everything that would possibly come up in the investigation. Otherwise, the denial letter would be the IAQ. It would be all of that information, the whole packet that is sent to the board, including those background documents.
The denial letter is not.
It's simply a quick summary letter.
And the basic reason is suitability.
Yes, and all of the objected items go to the suitability.
Chief Rosensley?
Did you share all this information with the appellant or the appellant's attorney before the hearing?
Yes, everything was presented in the packet with the IAQ.
So they are aware of what those things are, whether it's in the denial letter at the time or not. They had plenty of time to, I don't know when he got it, but assuming he got it in a timely manner, he would have had time to review it and plan a response. Is that correct?
Yes.
Just to let you know too, when I...
Originally set for August 21st, and I believe that packet was sent prior to that.
The board's never, I mean, it is better, frankly, to have a letter that has all the details. It makes it easier for everybody, including the board. But we've never held anybody to strict. If it's not in the letter, we won't.
But also on the IAQ of the, I'm sorry, and the issuing authority, I did take everything that he objected to off. So you didn't see any of it. It's all right here, but the IAQ.
Okay, but so it was included in the...
It was not included.
No, no, but it was included...
Initially, yes.
To the
yes.
Attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought it looked a little weird.
The problem for the board is going to be, if allowed, we don't have time to review it. And that has come up before, and we've given a continuance if that's what the both sides wanted.
And Chief Curl, just to interject, just so it's clear, yes, I did receive it, which is how I was aware of it, to object in the first place.
Understood.
Certainly
thank you,
no issue there. The issuing authority.
Yeah, the standard is certainly not in statute. The denial letter must explain all things. It does make it easier, there's no doubt, for all involved, but I don't think it's an exclusionary rule if it's not in there.
Anyone
That's just my opinion.
On the board, like to be heard?
I think in the past, I think as long, from what I can recall, the best of my recollection, as long as the substance was in the issuing authority's questionnaire, I thought we usually would allow that in.
Yeah, the whole purpose is to allow the appellant to have the information to
yes.
be able to prepare for the hearing. And it sounds like in this case, they were given all the information, just not initially when the appellant was initially denied. So that would be the purpose of the whole thing, is so that each side has all the information that's going to come up at the hearing and can prepare.
Okay. I think the sergeant's position is supported by the practice of the board, that the denial letter does not need to be in detail. And since you did have your client did have the information and you had the information, I think we have the right to consider it. Given that we have not seen it in detail, would you like a continuance on your hearing to give us a chance
Although
to go
I would concede, I think that might be a better question for the issuing authority. I guess I would phrase it like this. It is voluminous, and knowing that this board is always pressed for time, I would not object to a continuance if the issuing authority would like the board members to have time to consider that material, because
yes,
it is conceded.
I have a similar concern. I mean, if this is it, right? This,
mm-hmm.
yeah. There's, it's a lot.
Pages, yeah.
A lot of writing and small types.
Sergeant, would you agree to
continue? I would
think
a continuance would be in the best interest of all involved, so that the board would have the time to review the relevant material. As the attorney stated, it is a large volume of information.
Thank you. Do we generally set a date for a continuance?
Usually we work with both parties.
I'll do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, by email is fine with me.
Back, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll check with him, sure.
I'm sorry?
To set a date via email, does that work?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Of course.
I'll look at both of your schedules if I can do both of you. If you have another case or something, I'll try to do it that way.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll suspend this hearing today and take it up at a later date.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.